This is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexiou. He is on his first major appearance in Asia as the U.S. military civilian chief. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says his top concern is China. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more from Singapore.
Speaking to an audience at the annual Shangri-La Defense Forum, Shanahan said the U.S. would not ignore Chinese behavior, which he says has threatened prosperity in the region. And China has continued to project more military power beyond its borders, most notably by constructing artificial islands in the South China Sea and placing heavy weapons on them to support territorial claims not recognized under international law.
They argue that it's defensive. It looks like it's a bit overkill.
Recently, the U.S. has pushed for more international patrols in the South China Sea, including one last month with Japan, India, and the Philippines. Carla Babb, VOA News, Singapore.
Well, the Pentagon has told the White House to keep the military out of politics after someone from the White House had directed the Navy to keep the USS John McCain, a warship, out of sight when President Trump visited Japan. So while on his way to Seoul, the acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan addressed the issue with reporters.
The White House military office gave a directive that the USS John McCain should be hidden from view. The directive was not carried out.
China says it'll fight anyone who tries to interfere in its reunification with Taiwan. That coming from the Defense Minister Wei Fang-gu said on Sunday during a combative speech peppered with threats against the United States over its military presence in Asia. Speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, Wei said China would fight to the end if anyone tried to split China from Taiwan. This is VOA News. U.S. antitrust regulators have divided oversight of Amazon, Inc. and Alphabet's Inc. Google, putting Amazon under the watch of the Federal Trade Commission and Google under the Justice Department, this according to the Washington Post. Amazon could be facing heightened antitrust scrutiny under a new agreement between U.S. regulators that put the e-commerce giant under the watch of the Trade Commission. Police in Virginia Beach, they're searching for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city office building. The police chief, James Severa, identifying the assailant as Dwayne Craddock. He was employed for 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. And in an AP interview, Joseph Scott, he's a co-worker of the suspect and says he had seen Craddock just after lunch.
I asked him if he had any plans for the weekend, how he was doing. He said, asked me how I was doing, turned around and left for the day. I was fortunate enough that I left to go home.
Well, police have declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, but the weapons used in the shooting, two .45 caliber pistols, were purchased legally. A cruise ship lost control as it docked in Venice on Sunday, crashing into the wharf and hitting a tourist boat after suffering an engine failure. Tourists on land could be seen running away as the 13-deck MSC Opera scraped along the dockside, its engine blaring before knocking into a tourist boat. Four people were slightly injured. A colony of little penguins on a remote island near Sydney are moving into new, specially designed bunkers to ensure their survival after a bushfire wiped out their habitat last year. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Little penguins are just that, about 35 centimetres tall and 1 kilogram in weight when fully grown. In Sydney, Australia's biggest city, there are just two remaining colonies. One in the seaside suburb of Manly is endangered because of hunting by foxes and development, while the other on Lion Island, an 8-hectare outpost in the city's north, is struggling following a bushfire that destroyed much of the island in 2018. To help the population recover, wildlife rangers have installed 20 concrete burrows on Lion Island. They are fireproof and protect the penguins from predators such as foxes and goannas. Originally, they were fairly common on the Australian mainland, but now their colonies are generally restricted to offshore islands. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Be sure to check out all the news on VOAnews.com. On Facebook and Twitter, I'm Philip Alexiou, VOA News.